At least since the days of the ancient Greeks, there have been theories about sexual abstinence improving athletic performance. Our next guest is Josh Goodman. He's the Associated Press Bureau Chief for Colombia, Venezuela, and Panama, and he'll be in Brazil covering the World Cup, which opens on June 12th. In a recent article, he sums up the latest iteration of the abstinence debate. If you're intending to score in a World Cup match, should you score the night before? Josh Goodman, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, Josh, nothing says sex talk like the World Cup. Tell us about the Mexican coach, Miguel Herrera's comments that started this current discussion.
He gave an interview to Reforma newspaper where he basically said, you know, guys, you can keep your pants on for 40 days. And immediately there was a bit of a media outburst about this. And then the next day, the very next day, he clarified he wasn't banning sex outright. He just thought that, you know, his players needed to show a little bit of restraint and discipline.
Brazilian coach Luis Felipe Scolari took less of a hard line when advising his players regarding their personal affairs. What did he tell them to avoid?
This is a typical Brazilian response, a lot more casual. He just said, avoid any bedroom antics, no hanging from the ceilings, nothing that's too demanding on the back. That seems to be a Brazilian attitude overall, not just for athletes, but adult prostitution is legal in Brazil. And, you know, the thong bikini is basically a source of national pride. If there's ever a place where there's lots of temptations, I think it would be Brazil.
As you note, the idea of engaging in sex prior to a big athletic event could diminish an athlete's performance dates back millennia. But is there any scientific proof that this either helps or hurts?
Not really. I mean, the experts I spoke to, sports medical experts, say that this is an old urban myth. But in fact, there really haven't been that many studies. One person told me normal intercourse between married partners typically consumes about 50 calories, about the same as walking up two flights of stairs. So these are athletes in the prime of their youth. That is nothing to them. What really bothers the people or sort of concerns coaches is all the revelry and boozing and partying that can go on sometimes in hotels.
Casey Stengel used to say, it's not sex before the game that hurts. It's the players chasing after somebody to be their partner that takes all the time and makes their performance on the field a little less impressive.
That's exactly right. I mean, these are young men at the prime of their youth. The testosterone is sort of leaking off the ceiling. And heck, I mean, it's sort of to be expected. What I find interesting, though, and, you know, we note in the article, is this is only a concern when men are in competition. You do not hear this at the Women's World Cup or in women's competition events. So there's obviously a lot of sort of antiquated views about how men can't control themselves, perhaps with some truth. But in any case, I just point out that it's not an issue when women are playing. They're much more disciplined, it appears, the night before a competition.
Josh, our program is broadcast in the United States, so I would be remiss if I didn't ask you where the American team stands on this issue. And I was going to ask what position the American coaches take, but it's not possible to ask questions here without double entendre sneaking in.
the German-born coach of Team USA, Jürgen Klinsmann, he just the other day said that he has a very, quote, casual view of this issue. And I assume by casual, he doesn't mean casual sex is encouraged, just that they're not going to impose any restrictions.
Josh Goodman is an Associated Press bureau chief, and he will be covering the World Cup in Brazil. You can link to his article titled A World Cup Quandary, Sex or Abstinence at onlyagame.org. Josh, thank you very much for joining me on what is likely to be our only sex-based segment of 2014.
Thank you very much.